cultivate it. You cultivated it with a single foot. Now to cultivate it with a tractor.
All right, what about after you plowed it, you wanted to break the ground up even finer. Would you use something else?
Oh, a turning plow.
Okay. What about this?
People did use a harrow, but Dad, he mostly drug it to make it smooth.
Okay.
Instead of using the harrow.
Sometimes you'd use an X-shaped frame to put logs in and cut them off. Did you have a term for that? You know what I'm talking about? It would be shaped like this, and you put the log in, and then you'd saw it off.
Cross-cut saw.
All right, not the saw, but the thing you put the log in. You'd have it shaped like this, and then the log would drop down in there, and you'd saw it off.
Well, I really don't.
Okay. Maybe you had
You could put a wedge
in. Well, this term for this various thing, but it's... All right, let me see if I can... All right, so you'd have it shaped like this, and the log would fit right in there.
Yeah.
And then you'd take a saw and saw off whatever you need. But you didn't have anything like that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We sure did.
I just wondered...
They cut it at the sawmill. I didn't go to the sawmill. I just went in with the...
Okay.
You know, things like that.
All right, sometimes you had A-shaped frames. That is, it'd come up like this, and you'd lay boards across it, something like that. Maybe for dinner at church when you ate outside or anything like that. Are you familiar with either of those? Nope.
I believe not.
Okay. Alright, at night you get out something and you
comb.
And the other thing?
Brush.
Okay. That's a comb and a brush. And if you say my hair's all messed up, I've gotta go
comb and brush my hair.
Okay. Sometimes they used to have a thing that you sharpened a razor on. Remember what that was called?
Oh, yeah, that was used for several different things.
What did you call that?
Well, razor strap.
Okay.
And I've heard of a lot of men using that on their boys sometimes.
I've heard that too. All right, if you had a gun and you were loading it, what would you call what you were putting in it?
Shell.
Okay. Shells, other terms?
Loading the gun.
Alright. Okay, I don't know. Alright, sometimes this is the term they would use to refer to the individual shells.
Cartridges. Okay. That was for rifles.
Oh, it was?
But a shotgun, it was just long shells they used in that.
Alright, if
cartridges.
You're... they have them now, very sophisticated. Right. What do you call the playground equipment when two children play on something and it's kind of like this? One gets on. Okay. You call it that. What would you say they're doing?
Well, we just always call it sit-down.
Okay, good. All right, sometimes... they would take a limber plank and they would fix it at both ends. Nail it at both ends. The kids would get in the middle and jump on it. Did you ever have anything like that?
No, not in my day.
Okay. And sometimes they would have a plank that's anchored in the middle and it would turn around and around like this as the kids got on it and pushed it around. Did you ever have anything like
that? We didn't have anything like that either. The only thing, our seesaws was fixed up. You build up a frame with wood and put a heavy plank on. And somebody going in, somebody on the left, I see some.
Okay.
Quite different from the playgrounds today.
Right. When you tie a long rope on a tree limb and put a seat on it so that the children can go back and forth, you're making...
Swing.
Okay.
And we used car tile.